now.
Hey, y'all. We are back with another episode of Shades of Strong, where we are talking about all the things that shape, make, and sometimes break the strong Black woman. But today is not our regular episode release day. Today we are back. We are here with a bonus episode where we are, what are we calling it, Jay? Oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. Stop being racist about my hair. Now, like I told you guys in the last episode, Natalyn is on vacation, so my daughter Jessica is sitting in. Hey, Jay. Mm-hmm. What's
hey.
Up? How you
I'm
doing?
How you doing?
And we hope you guys enjoyed Monday's episode. We certainly enjoyed putting it out for y'all. We thought it was an amazing episode. We have another amazing topic today. Stop being racist about my Black hair. And we thought this was worth having a conversation about because recently in the media, there's been a lot of conversations going on where people are being discriminated against because of the hair that's growing out of their head. So we thought we'd come on and have a conversation about it and also get some feedback from you. So if you would, once you listen to this episode, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on the website, shadesofstrong.com, and let us know what you thought about this particular topic. All right, let's get into it. So Jessica, so tell me what you think about the whole discrimination against the hair that's growing out of your head. Now, I want to just let you guys know that Jessica and I are both naturalistas. We rock the hair that grows out of our head, but we haven't always been that. We've done the relaxers and all that good stuff. So I don't know. I feel a little conflicted about the article that we read where this young man had gone on an interview at Six Flags and he was told that he would have to cut his dreadlocks.
If he wanted to get the job.
If he wanted to get that job. And so Jessica and I have a little difference of opinion. A healthy difference of opinion. So Jay, let the listeners know what your thoughts are about that particular situation, and then I'll chime in with mine. I'll let my guest co-host go first because, you know, that's how I do.
Well, I feel that if it is in this company's policies and procedures that they don't allow certain hairstyles or certain hair colors and things of that nature, then I feel like then they're within their right to say, if this is how your hair is going to be, then we can't allow you to work here because it is a policy of ours. Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like there is a thin line between policy and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, I don't think that there should be a policy or procedure that says that people can't wear their hair a certain way or have a certain hair color because I feel like that does people and who they are. But if they do, I feel like that does give them a right to say we can't do this because your hair is like this.
Right. So I guess that takes me to the point that I've been trying to make is that why would there even need to be a policy implemented saying that if you wear your hair in braids or dreadlocks, then you cannot work in this particular position? Like, why do we live in a society where we feel the need to implement such a policy like that? This is the hair that grows out of our head. So now you want to tell me how to style it? I have a problem with that. And even in California, just recently, California became the first state to ban hairstyle discrimination. And so again, my question is this really a cause for celebration because a state is banning hairstyle discrimination? Like, why do we need a law to ban this? Mm-hmm. Like, for me, in 2019, this should not even be an issue. I am an African-American female. If I decide that I want to wear the hair that grows out of my head without any type of chemicals, be that a relaxer or some type of coloring in my hair, then I don't feel like people should say, oh, you cannot wear your hair like that if you want to work here. Like, why right. be a law for that? That just doesn't make sense to me. Think about the Caucasians. Are we telling them they cannot wear the hair that grows out of their head? Are we telling them they can't style their hair a certain way? Because let's be real. if a white person walked in Six Flags, and I could be wrong, but this is just my personal opinion, if a white person walked into Six Flags with dreadlocks or braids, that would be fashion for them. But for us, it's seen as unkempt hair. So that's the conflict that I have. When white people do it, it's fine. But when Black people do it, not so much.
I mean, that's true. And that does, you know, bring me back to what I was saying. I don't think that there should be, you know, any type of policy or procedure saying that certain people can't wear their hair a certain way. Because basically what I see that it's trying to do is, once again, remove Black people. Because who mm-hmm. are the people that wear dreads?
Exactly.
Black people. Who exactly. are the people that wear braids the most? Black people.
Black people.
Afros, such and such. Those are Black people. So I feel like that's a way, without just saying outright, mm-hmm. that we don't want Black people here. Mm-hmm. And if you are going to work here, you are going to conform to what we want you to look like and what we exactly. want you to be.
Exactly. So in essence, it's really discrimination against the color of our skin, but they don't want to blatantly say that, so they name it something else.
Right. Unless it's again, they can't legally say, we're not going to give you the job because you're Black, mm-hmm. but we can say, we're not going to give it to you because your hair is this way. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, people in California, they can't do that anyway. But let's just be honest. Guess what? They're going to find another reason not to give it to you if they just don't want you to have it. When does it stop? Like,
does it stop?
Where does it get to a point where you give me the job because I'm right for it?
Because I'm qualified for it.
Or because I'm qualified mm-hmm. for it, and leave my race out of it.
Mm-hmm. And, or anything that has to do with my race. If my right. experience and my qualifications are a perfect fit for that job, then those are, in my opinion, those are the only things that matter. My skin doesn't matter. How I'm wearing my hair. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not saying you can go into a place of employment and wear your hair in some
right.
way. I mean, let's be sensible about it. You still need to present yourself in a
exactly.
manner. So I'm not saying that. Like, for me personally, I wouldn't go to work, you know, with green and blue and pink hair. I wouldn't do that. But
if I have a neat TWA, the teeny weeny afro, for people who don't know, if I have my hair in a neat little afro, or my dreads are freshly twisted and they're laying just right, I'm neat, you know?
Exactly.
It's not unprofessional for my hair to be that way. So it shouldn't be a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem. I agree with that 100%. So Jay, have you ever been in a situation, like, since you've been natural, have you been in a situation where you may have been like a little uncomfortable going into a setting or a store or something when your hair was natural?
Yeah, I mean, just honestly speaking, since I've been natural, that has been something that I thought about. You know that I've been looking for a job. And one of the first things when I'm applying for a job, after I've applied for it, mm-hmm. the next thing that I think about is, what am I going to do to my hair when I go? I'm going to put on a wig. Because I don't want to look at my little afro and have a problem with it. And now, you know, I just really bleached my hair. And there's no way I'm going to go in here with this blonde hair and this little afro and expect, you know, I don't know what they're going to think.
Right.
But I'm just trying to make sure that I increase my chances. And I honestly don't feel confident thinking that me going in here with my little afro is going to increase my chances. I do feel like it's increase it, mm-hmm. even though I don't know what type of things are.
Right.
But that's just the way it is now.
Right. You know? I agree.
So I'd rather put on a wig where the hair is straight and, you know, feel like they listening to what I'm saying, as opposed to looking at my hair thinking, why is she coming in here with this nappy mop on the top of her head?
Did you say nappy mop?
Yeah, I don't know what these people think about my hair.
And that's a very good point, because I've been in a situation like that when I was in the workforce, and we were going to predominantly white schools holding workshops, and mm-hmm. with my natural hair, I was always a little uncomfortable. And I can remember going to this one school, and at that particular time, I was observing my coworker because I was in training, and he was up and he was in front of these people, in front of the students, and he was talking. and I was sitting on the side, and there was this white teacher, like she was like sitting across the hall or across the gym from me, and she was just staring at me. And of course, I had my natural hair, and I was like, why is this lady just looking? Like every time I look up, she's just staring at me, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh. The first thing I thought about, first of all, I'm a black woman in this predominantly white school, but in my mind, I was thinking, okay, she probably doesn't like the way I have my hairstyle. And I think I may have had on like a Afro curly wig at the time. And I was thinking, okay, she probably not really feeling this. But much to my surprise, after the workshop was over, she walked up to me and she said, I just had to come over and say hi because you are breathtakingly beautiful. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yes. Did you catch that adjective that she said? No.
Yes.
Breathtakingly, yes. So I said that to say this, that we don't know what they're thinking. But at the same time, the fact that we have to consider that tells me that we do not live in a world where we are treated fairly and afforded the same opportunities because of the color of our skin, because of the way we may be wearing our hair, and even because of the way that we dress. Because for a lot of us, you know, we got the curves and we got all that going on. And so things fit us a little differently than they our white counterparts. So all of those things are things that we have to deal with as an African-American race. And I think it's sad that we live in a country where we are still fighting to be accepted for who we were born to be. That's a sad situation. Horribly sad.
It definitely is. But I don't know. A lot's going to have to change, I feel like, for all of us as Black women, even Black men, to just feel 100% comfortable,
right?
You know, in what we are. You know, if you look at social media today, it's just like everything is about race. You know, I saw this video the other day at Walmart. Are you checking my receipt because I'm Black? You know, and it's like, it's not always,
right,
you know, about that, but that's just what the climate is today. That's what the temperature is.
Yeah.
So it's like any little thing will have you question, you know, is it because I'm Black? And I mean, to be honest, I would love for when my children get older for them not to have questions like that. So it's up to us now to speak up. Let's speak about our hair, speak out about it, and let people know that this is my hair. This is not who I am.
Absolutely.
See me.
You said that. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna wrap it up because we just wanted this to be about 15 or 20 minutes. So we're gonna wrap it up. But before we wrap it up, I just want to quote just a portion of a poem that you wrote, Jay. And you know I love it. I tried to recite it myself, girl, but I'm not that spoken word queen. But anyway.
All right.
One of the favorite parts of it was when you said, I won't apologize for my neck rolls, my eye rolls, or my afros. And I want to close it out on that because we have got to stop apologizing for our Black. Mm-hmm. Because this is who we are. And then you also said, why can't they see it as my culture, because it is our culture. So instead of judging me when you see these things and think that you know what's going on in my head and think that you know who I am, why can't you just see that as a part of the African-American culture and honor that culture? Mm-hmm. Yes, that part. All right, y'all. We are going to get out of here. Like I said, we want to hear your thoughts on this particular conversation.
Yes, please talk to us.
Talk to us. Have you been discriminated against because of your Blackness, specifically your hair? We want to hear your story. So again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Shades of Strong across the board. If you want to leave us a voice message, go to shadesofstrong.com and let us hear from you. All right, we out. All right, Jay, talk soon.
Bye.